Let us now go into a time of scripture reading. I will read out loud for you. Please listen attentively. Today's scripture reading is from the book of Joshua, chapter 7, verses 1 to 12. But the Israelites were unfaithful in regard to the devoted things. Achan, son of Carmi, the son of Zimri, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took some of them. So the Lord's anger burned against Israel. Now Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is near Beth Avon, to the east of Bethel, and told them, "Go up and spy out the region." So the men went up and spied out Ai. When they returned to Joshua, they said, "Not all the army will have to go up against Ai. Send 2,000 or 3,000 men to take it, and do not weary the whole army, for only a few people live there." So about 3,000 went up, but they were routed by the men of Ai, who killed about 36 of them. They chased the Israelites from the city gate as far as the stone quarries and struck them down on the slopes. At this, the hearts of the people melted in fear and became like water. Then Joshua tore his clothes and fell face down to the ground before the ark of the Lord, remaining there till evening. The elders of Israel did the same and sprinkled dust on their heads. And Joshua said, "Alas, sovereign God, why did you ever bring these people across the Jordan to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us? If only we had been content to stay on the other side of the Jordan. Pardon your servant, Lord. What can I say now that Israel has been routed by its enemies? The Canaanites and the other people of the country will hear about this, and they will surround us and wipe out our name from the earth. What then will you do for your own great name?" The Lord said to Joshua, "Stand up. What are you doing down on your face? Israel has sinned. They have violated my covenant, which I commanded them to keep. They have taken some of the devoted things. They have stolen. They have lied. They have put them with their own possessions. That is why the Israelites cannot stand against their enemies. They turn their backs and run because they have been made liable to destruction. I will not be with you anymore unless you destroy whatever among you is devoted to destruction." This is the word of God. Please be seated, brothers and sisters, and let us now invite Pastor Xiaowen and Brother Daniel to preach to us the word of God.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，愿主的 你的话语
Dear Lord, may your word
在我们当中运行。
Come into our heart.
你的圣灵在我们当中运行。
And your spirit be among us.
向我们说话。
And speak to us.
将你的心意向我们显明。
And to reveal your hearts to us.
使我们能够明白你的心意。
So that we can understand your will.
感谢赞美主。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
今天我们的题目叫做个人主义对团体的影响。
So today's topic is talking about the effects of individualism on the collective.
经文取自约书亚记7章1-12节。
So today's verse is from Joshua chapter 7 verses 1 to 12.
那作为长老会的一名传道人呢，我们都需要接受长老宗课程的培训，以帮助我们更多的了解本宗派的一个背景和历史。
So as a Presbyterian pastor, they need to take courses on Presbyterianism so that they can understand its background in history.
所以过去的每个星期我都会去三一神学院上长老宗的课程。
So for the past few Fridays, pastor will go to Trinity College to attend lessons.
借着这个课程呢，对于长老宗有了更多的了解。
And through it, she got to know more about Presbyterianism.
其中最重要的就是认识约翰加尔文。
So one of the most important people she learned about is John Calvin.
说起加尔文，我们绝大多数人想到是关于基督教要义这本神学巨著。
So if you were to speak of Calvin, most people would think of his book, Institutes of the Christian Religion.
所以理所当然地认为加尔文是一位神学家。
And so therefore, automatically you assume that he is a theologist.
但是其实加尔文最重要的身份是一位牧师。
But actually his most important role is a pastor.
他的基督教要义是对当时的教会所面对的种种的困难和挑战给出的回应和神学的反思。
And his book is actually a response and reflection on the various challenges that was faced by the church then.
一点一点的累积就变成了影响整个新教改革的神学巨著。
And so with the accumulated writing, it eventually become this book that influenced the Reformation.
从加尔文我们可以看到，基督教一定不能离开世界来建构神学，而建立乌托邦式的一个信仰。
So we can see that Christianity cannot be separated from world-building theology and building utopian beliefs.
主耶稣说，现在我差派你们出去，好像羊进到狼群当中，所以你们要像蛇一样机警，像鸽子一样纯洁。
So Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10 verse 16, I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves.
基督教要对整个世界所面对的种种的问题给予回应。
So Christians must respond to the many problems faced by the world.
而不是偏安一隅，你 happy 我 happy， 然后我们最终失去对整个世界的影响力。
And not to hide in a corner and then eventually lose influence on the world.
今天借着约书亚第七章亚干犯罪的事件，让我们来探讨几个重要的课题。
So let us look at a few important lessons through Achan's committing of a sin.
那就是如何运用圣经的角度来看待充斥现今世界的个人主义至上、唯普世价值观以及政治正确等思潮。
Which is how the Bible views individualism, pseudo-worldly values, and political correctness.
第一，以色列人战败。约书亚记七章三至五节。
So for the first one is the defeat of Israelites on in chapter 7 verses 3 to 5. I will read. When they returned to Joshua, they said, "Not all the army we have to go up against. I send 2,000 or 3,000 men to take it, and do not weary the whole army, for only a few people live there." So about 3,000 went up, but they were routed by the men of Ai, who killed about 36 of them. They chased the Israelites from the city gate as far as the stone quarries and struck them down the slopes. At this, the hearts of the people melted in fear and became like water.
今天的整个的经文呢，充满了戏剧的张力。
So today's verse is full of dramatic tension.
如果我们采用一种看电影的视角来阅读约书亚记第七章的内容，就会更有代入感。
And so there will be even more immersion if you were to read this as if you were watching a movie.
首先，七章一节就直接点题，以色列人在当毁灭的物上犯了不忠实的罪，因为犹大支派中亚干取了当毁灭的物，耶和华向以色列人发怒。
So firstly, the very first verse goes straight into what was the issue. But the Israelites were unfaithful in regard to the devoted things. Achan, son of Carmi, the son of Zimri, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took some of them. So the Lord's anger burned against Israel.
大家要明白一点，亚干犯罪是私底下的，是偷偷摸摸的。
So everyone has to understand something, which is that Achan's sin was done in private.
这件事只有神知道，全体的以色列民被蒙在鼓里，他们不知道这件事情发生。
And so this was something only God knew, and the rest of the Israelites were not aware of it.
就像我们观看电影一样。
So just like we watch a movie.
作为观众，我们知道有一件事情发生了，这件事对群体产生了一个破坏的影响力。
And so as an audience, we know that something has happened, and we know that this has an impact on the rest of the group.
但是身处其中的当事人却不知道发生了这件事，这才推进接下来的故事。
But the parties involved, they do not know about it, and this is something that will lead into the next part of this story.
当亚干犯罪之后呢，神的愤怒其实已经临到了以色列的民众。
So after Achan has sinned, God's wrath had already come upon the whole of the Israelites.
只是领袖和全体会众不知道。
Just that everyone else and the leaders, they were not aware of it.
在不知情的情况下，他们就去攻打爱城，结果一定是失败的。
And so they were unaware, and they went to attack Ai, and they were meant to fail.
其中有36人被杀。
And so 36 people were killed.
爱城的人击溃他们，人民的心也极其的惊怕。
And so they were chased away, and the Israelites were full of fear.
请注意，作者在这里使用的是“惊怕”这个词。
So the author uses the word fear here.
可以理解为原本踌躇满志，就是很有信心的百姓，一下子信心崩溃了。
So in the original text, it can be read as that the people's faith had been utterly been collapsed.
就像一个皮球忽然就泄气了。
So it's just like a ball being deflated suddenly.
人的信心一旦崩溃，就会产生严重的后果。
So once a person's faith crumbles, there will be serious consequences.
会找不到目标，会选择放弃，会选择摆烂的人生。
So there will be no goals, you will give up, and then you will choose a life of wasting away.
更何况是一个民族。
Much less is it for a tribe of people.
以色列民族的信心崩溃的后果很严重。
So there will be very serious consequences should the Israelites be devoid of faith.
因为他们要进到迦南应许之地。
Because they were to enter this promised land of Canaan.
还有很多的仗要打。
And there are a lot more battles to be fought.
但是现在一个小小的爱城就可以击溃他们。
But if such a small city of Ai can defeat them,
以色列面对的是一个骑虎难下、左右为难的局面，怎么办？
And so they will face much more other difficult situations.
继续前进会吃更多的败仗。
So if they were to proceed, they will face more losing battles.
回到旷野，惹动神的怒气吗？
But if they were to retreat back into the wilderness, they will invoke God's wrath.
而这一切的发生只有一个原因，犹大支派的亚干犯罪了。
And all this happened purely because of one reason. Achan of the Judah tribe had sinned.
为什么神对这件事情如此的看重呢？
So why did God condemn so strongly this incident?
约书亚记第六章中，耶利哥城被攻陷之前，约书亚就按照神的吩咐警告过以色列民。
So in Joshua chapter 6, after Jericho had been invaded, Joshua followed the Lord's instructions and warned the Israelites.
不过你们要谨慎，不可取那当毁灭的物，恐怕你们贪心取了那当毁灭的物，就使以色列营成为当毁灭的，使以色列营遭遇灾祸。
Okay, in Joshua chapter 6, verse 18, but keep away from the devoted things so that you will not bring about your own destruction by taking any of them. Otherwise, you will make the camp of Israel liable to destruction and bring trouble on it.
结果呢？
So what happened?
神刚刚借着领袖传达心意，一转身的功夫，就有人违抗神的旨意，取了当毁灭的物。
And so God had just relayed His will to the leader, and in the blink of an eye, someone had already went against His instructions and took the devoted things.
因此神必须要严厉的处理这件事情。
And so therefore God had to strictly handle this matter.
以免越来越多的以色列民选择悖逆和不顺服神的旨意。
To prevent more Israelites from disobeying Him in the future.
如果这样下去，他们整个族群要被灭的。
So if they were to continue doing this, the whole tribe would have been destroyed.
从这段经文我们可以看到，神对罪的容忍度是零。
So we can see from this verse that God has zero tolerance towards sin.
神的本质是圣洁的。
And so His nature is holy.
他的存在，圣洁是他。神的存在是圣洁所组成的。
And His whole entire essence is holy.
就像太阳的本质是光一样。
And just like how the sun is light.
神所有的属性中，人最需要关注的就是圣洁。
So out of all of God's attributes, we should focus most on His holiness.
因为神以圣洁来鉴别人的意念和行为。
Because He uses this as a measurement against our actions and thoughts.
而罪是不圣洁，极其邪恶的。
And so sin is unholy and it's extremely evil.
在神里面没有混杂邪恶，在罪里面也没有良善。
In God, nothing is evil. In sin, nothing is good.
罪攻击神的圣洁。
And so this sin attacks God's holiness.
如果罪得逞，那神就不再是神了。
And if sin got its way, then God is no longer God.
因此，神因着自己圣洁的属性，在罪上不能有丝毫的妥协。
So therefore, because God is holy, sin cannot be tolerated or compromised.
否则神就不是神，他不能违背他自己。
Otherwise, he is not God, and he cannot go against his own nature.
而人类最开始犯的罪就是骄傲。
And the first sin man committed was the sin of pride.
骄傲使始祖亚当和夏娃悖逆神的旨意。
And it caused Adam and Eve to go against God's will.
违抗神的命令，吃了分别善恶树上的果子。
And they ate from the fruit. And they ate the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
因着一个人的悖逆，众人就被列为罪人。
And so because of one person, everyone was deemed as sinners.
而人类最大的罪就是因着骄傲而不承认这位创造之神。
And man's biggest sin is to not recognize this God who had created us.
骄傲产生了悖逆。
And this pride resulted in our rebellion.
就像父母生养了自己的孩子。
Just like how parents had raised their own children.
孩子也取得了一定的成就。
And after the child became very successful.
但是就是不认自己的父母，甚至叫别人为父母。
But they cut ties with their parents and even acknowledge other people as their parents instead.
如神对以色列发出的控诉。
Just like how he had given this charge to his people. In Isaiah chapter 1 verses 2 to 3. Hear me, you heavens, listen earth.For the Lord has spoken, I reared children and brought them up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its master, the donkey its owner's manager, manger, but Israel does not know, my people do not understand.
不承认创造我们的那一位神，在骄傲中滋养出来的就是偶像崇拜。
So to not acknowledge this God who has created us and to worship gods of our own making is idol worship.
其中一个就是因着高举自我而产生的极端的个人主义和后现代主义。
And so one of it includes holding in high regard our own selves and results in extreme individualism and postmodernism thinking.
个人主义和后现代主义最终会走上双标的路线。
So this will eventually end up on the path of double having double standards.
一方面去绝对化，去中心化，去真理化。
So one, you become absolutism, centering, and then you seek the truth.
另一方面，一切都是以自我为中心。
And the other one, you center on yourself instead.
我就是神。
And I will become my own God.
我自己又是那个绝对的中心和真理。
And I am the absolute center of truth.
高举我的感受、我的想法、我认为。
And will hold in high regard my own emotions, thoughts, and opinions.
高举个人的同时，而轻视集体的利益和价值观，这不是圣经的原则。
So when you hold yourself in high regard, there will be disregarding or belittling of the interests and values of the collective, and this is not the Bible's principle.
从亚干犯罪这件事可以看到，神没有把亚干看为一个独立的个体。
From Achan sinning, we can see that God did not see him as an independent entity.
因为他犯罪，我直接惩罚他。
Because he had committed sin, and so he punished him directly.
而是惩罚整个以色列人民族36个人被杀。
But he punished everyone else and caused 36 people to die.
神把他放在以色列的群体之中。
But God had put him among the Israelites.
看为以色列群体的一份子。
And see him as part of them.
所以他当一个人犯罪的时候，就牵连了整个的民族。
So when one person sins, it affects the whole tribe.
导致战争的失败，我们把这个称为连坐制。
And this caused the whole battle to be lost. And this is also known as collective punishment.
什么是连坐制？
So what is collective punishment?
指一个人犯错，集体受罚的刑罚制度。
So this refers to punishing the whole for the mistakes of just one person.
将特定人数的团体或家族视为同一个整体。
So you deem a certain number of people in a group or tribe as one people.
因此，连带受到处罚的其他人很可能本身并没有犯错。
And so you punish even those who did not make any mistakes at all.
神对以色列实行连坐制。
And so God punished the Israelites as a whole.
他从来不高举个人主义、英雄主义。
He has never upheld individualism or heroism.
而是让个人顺服在集体的法则和制度之中。
But instead, want a person to live within the confines of collective law and regulation.
因为高举个人主义，最终一定会产生骄傲。
Because if you uphold individualism, you result in pride.
而骄傲就是使我们始祖犯罪的诱因。
And this pride is the main cause of sin for our predecessors.
是一个很大的罪。
It's a very grave sin.
是神所深恶痛恨的罪。
And it's a sin that God detests.
因着后现代主义的兴起以及过度高举个人主义，有两个思潮已经在全世界范围内盛行。
So due to the rise of postmodernism and the upholding of this individualism, there are two schools of thought that have been increasingly popular around the world.
这一点在最近热议的话题法国奥运开幕式就可以充分的显明出来。
So this is something that is a very hot topic recently, as you can see from the opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics.
那就是唯普世价值观和政治正确的思潮。
Which is pseudo universal values and political correctness.
唯普世价值观和政治正确正在改变全人类普世的价值观，以及向基督教的信仰发出了极大的挑战。
So this has been changing everyone's values, and it's also a challenge towards Christianity.
现在的世界在不断的强调对凡事包容的精神。
So modern society constantly emphasizes on tolerance and inclusivity.
在刚过去的法国巴黎奥运会开幕式中，我们看到很多辣眼睛的场景。
So during the most recent opening ceremony, there were many contentious scenes.
让我们惊叹这个世界怎么了？
They made us wonder what is happening to the world.
这还是我们认知中的奥运会开幕式吗？
So is this still the Olympics opening ceremony that we all know?
那些强调体育精神、奥林匹克精神、永不言败精神的奥运会开幕式吗？
The ones that emphasize on team spirit, Olympic spirit, and never giving up?
还是一个借着包容不同的种族、文化、性取向的 LGBTQ 的派对？
Or is it now a party that includes different races, cultures, or sexual orientations?
我们知道普世价值观指的是被广泛接受并被认为适用于所有人类的一个基本的价值观和原则。
So we know that these universal values are basic values and principles that are commonly accepted and used by everyone in society.
通常包括以下几个方面：人权、自由、平等、民主和法治。
So these include human rights, freedom, equality, democracy, and constitution.
那什么是唯普世价值观呢？
Then what are these pseudo universal values?
唯普世价值观指的是那些表面上宣称为普世价值观，但实际上并不符合普世价值观的基本原则。
So these values might seem like universal values, but actually they do not fit these basic principles.
而是将某种特定的文化的价值观强加于其他文化，忽视或贬低其他文化的独特性和多样性。
So instead, they impose the values of certain cultures onto other cultures and ignores or belittles the uniqueness and diversity of other cultures.
唯普世价值观的问题在于打着人权、自由、平等的旗号，破坏了真正的普世价值观的意义和价值。
So these pseudo values pose a problem towards human rights, peace, freedom, etc., and they spoil the trust and meaning of true universal values.
正在一点一点地瓦解着人类的基本伦理、道德和价值观。
And has been slowly crumbling basic morals, ethics, and values.
因为它有一套自己的逻辑。
Because it has its own set of logic.
所以，凡陷入这个认知陷阱的、自证陷阱的任何思想，最终都会被定罪。
So whoever falls into this trap will be condemned for not being inclusive or tolerant.
认为你不够包容。
They think that you're not very inclusive.
没有给予他们平等和自由。
And that you're not giving others a chance at freedom or equality.
例如这次的法国奥运会开幕式。
So for example, for this opening ceremony,
有很多的 LGBTQ 的元素在其中。
There were a lot of LGBTQ elements.
但是当我们对这些问题提出质疑的时候，唯普世价值观的人认为全世界人民没有对他们给予足够的包容。
But when we question the issues, people with pseudo values will feel that the world is not inclusive of them.
反过来指责普世价值观存在问题。
And they turn around to reprimand proper universal values.
可是他们有没有想过一个问题？
But have they thought about?
当我们在观看奥运会开幕式的时候，全世界还有孩童坐在电视机旁。
So when we watch the opening ceremony around the world, there actually still a lot of children watching this opening ceremony.
还有很多的保守的人不接受这些观点呀。
There are a lot of conservative people who don't accept these views.
那什么又是政治正确呢
？Then what is political correctness?
我们来看一个短片。
Let's watch a short video.
Welcome. Now, our first question, 1+1. Yes.
2.
Incorrect. Yes.
Multiculturalism.
Well done, Simon. Next question, what is 3 × 3? Yes?
9.
Wrong. Yes, Penelope.
Gender equality.
Very good, Penelope.
Is this a joke?
You think gender equality is a joke?
No, but isn't this a maths class?
Don't be so racist.
I just asked a question.
We don't ask questions. Questions are offensive.
Yeah!
Now, students, I trust you've all completed your research assignments. And remember, the person with the highest mark will be flying to New York to present their paper at the World Mathematics Summit. Well done, Penelope. 6 out of 10. You too, Simon. 6 out of 10. Unfortunately, Sunshine, your research assignment is only worth a 1 out of 10.
I've used Fourier transform and mathematical methods in electronics to analyze the electrodiagrams of at-risk patients and calculate their risk of experiencing a heart attack. I mean, it's a new method, but it could potentially save thousands of lives.
7.
You barely even read it.
You used red pen.
What?
Red is considered offensive in many religions.
Why would you belittle everything down to a singular color?Well, humanity is a rainbow of beauty and spirituality.
Yeah.
Okay, fine, 7 out of 10, but that still means I get to go to the summit, right?
The marking process isn't over yet. Now, because we live in a society based on equality, the total amount of marks are to be divided equally among our students.
You've got to be kidding me.
Well done, students. We're all equal. We're all...Average.
Yay!
But then who gets to go to the summit?
Ah, Penelope, you are female, so that's +1 privilege point. However, you are white, so that's -1.
I'm also bisexual.
+1. That leaves you with a total score of 6 out of 10. Simon, unfortunately, you're straight, white, and male.
And cisgendered.
Yes, so that's -4 privilege points, which leaves you with a total score of 1.
It's only fair.
Now you, you're male and I don't like you. So that's -2 privilege points, but you are brown and sexually ambiguous. So that's +2. That leaves you with a total score of 5.
Wait, why am I sexually ambiguous?
And finally, Sunshine.
I'm gay, I'm trans, I'm Asian, I'm overweight, I'm lower class, I'm unintelligent, unattractive.And I can't really run properly or tie my shoelaces by myself.
Wonderful, Sunshine. That's 13 privilege points. That leaves you with a total score of 18 out of 10. Well done, Sunshine. You're going to New York.
Let me see this. They've just written equality and drawn love hearts on a piece of paper.
He expressed himself and it's beautiful.
He didn't even spell equality correctly.
We don't discriminate.
This has nothing to do with mathematics.
Do you think you're so great with your maths and your science and your facts? What about feelings, huh?
Yeah, feelings are more important than facts.
Yeah!
This is wrong. You're all crazy.
Stop violating me with your different opinions.
I have the right to speak my mind.
No, we have the right not to be offended.
And that's more important. And if you don't stop verbally assaulting us, we will be forced to attack you in self-defense.
看到了吗？打着多元和平等的话，不接受真理和正确的事情。
So these people, they do not accept truth and the fact of reality.
面对整个世界的价值观在进行一场大变革的时候，
So when we face a very huge upheaval and change,
基督徒该怎样回应这些思想呢？
How should Christians respond to such thoughts?
首先不要进入到他们的思维模式当中跟他们争辩。
So first, we should not enter into their state of thinking and debate with them.
因为一旦陷入到这种自证模式当中，必然会被他们定罪。
So once you fall into such self-justification, you will end up being condemned by them.
认为基督教信仰太绝对化，对其他的思想不够包容，我们成为被攻击的一方。
You'll be seeing that Christianity is too extreme and not being tolerant of their thoughts.
其次，就要站在圣经的基础上来分享真理。
So next is for us to share the truth based on the foundations being laid by the Bible.
不卑不亢地分享真理。
And you need to share based on your experiences.
我们要站在自己的立场上，而不是进入到他们的思维和观点当中与他们争辩。
And not based on other standards or perspectives.
无论他们说什么，我们只要回应圣经这样说。
So no matter what we say, we must respond with whatever the Bible states.
圣经这样说。
And this is what the Bible says.
第三，为他们代祷，剩下的就是神的工作。
So the lead is that we must pray for them, and the rest is God's work.
那我们又该如何站在圣经的原则上去面对现在的出现的这种种的问题呢？
Then how can we face these problems based on the truth in the Bible?
从亚干的事件中，我们可以看到，神在他们犯罪之前就已经赐下律法。
So we can see from Achan that God had already set his laws before they had sinned.
那就是不可取当毁灭的物。
And that is to keep away from the devoted things.
但是亚干无视神的律法，他犯罪了。这个罪不单关乎到个人，也牵扯到整个的民族。
But he did not care about God's laws, and therefore he sinned. And this sin does not only concern him, but everyone of the Israelites.
神已经在圣名当中将圣经当中将自己的心意显明。
God has already stated his will clearly in the Bible.
以赛亚书十三章十一、十三节。
So in Isaiah chapter 13 verses 11 and 13, I will punish the world for its evil, the wicked for their sins. I will put an end to the arrogance of the haughty and will humble the pride of the ruthless. Therefore, I will make the heavens tremble and the earth will shake from its place at the wrath of the Lord Almighty in the day of his burning anger.
当人无视神的律法，偏行己路的时候，神的本性使他不能容忍罪恶。
So when the people ignored his laws and insisted on walking their own paths, God's nature caused him to not be able to tolerate this sin.
神要对这个世界的邪恶实行审判，因恶人的罪孽惩罚他们。
And to punish the evildoers based on their sin.
神不单要审判一切的罪人，而且要审判这个被罪所玷污的世界。
So God not only judged all sinners, but also the whole earth that had been stained by this sin.
只是神愤怒的日子还没有来到，并不代表不来到。
Just that the day of his wrath has not come, not that it will not come.
彼得后书三章九节说，主绝不单言他的应许，像有些人以为他是单言的一样，其实他是宽容，不愿一人灭亡，但愿人人悔改。
So in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9 it says, The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
神不是不审判或任凭一切的罪恶无限制的蔓延，神只是宽容我们人的不义，给我们时间悔改。
So it's not that God does not judge or is slow in judging, but he is showing mercy for our unrighteousness and is giving us time to repent.
其中包括那些不认识神的旨意、挑衅神权威和真理的人。
And this includes those who do not know his will or challenge his authority.
当罪发生的时候，影响到会众的时候，我们来看约书亚如何处理这个事件。
So when sin is committed and when it affects everyone, let us next see how Joshua handles this accordingly.
第二点，约书亚求问神。
So the second point is that Joshua seeks the Lord.
约书亚记七章六节。
So in Joshua chapter 7 verse 6, Then Joshua tore his clothes and fell face down to the ground before the ark of the Lord, remaining there until evening.
约书亚也因为这次的战败而目瞪口呆。
And so Joshua was very shocked at the result of the battle.
原本势在必得，怎么会被反杀？
If since there was God with them, how could it be defeated?
这位领袖和众长老撕裂衣服，把灰蒙在头上。
And so the leader and the fellow elders tore their clothes and spread ash on their heads.
他们在耶和华的约柜前俯伏在地，直到晚上。
And they fell face down in front of God's ark until night time.
他们在干什么
？So what were them doing?
是在为整个民族代求。
They were interceding for the whole of Israel.
神看重群体的价值。
And God sees the worth of the collective.
当整个民族出现问题的时候，我们可以看到代祷的重要性。
So when the tribes had problems, we can see the importance of prayer.
尤其是领袖们的代求。
Especially the one made by the leaders.
当一个群体出现问题的时候，需要有人站在破口之中为整个群体来祷告。
So when a group is facing a problem, there needs to be someone standing in the gap to mediate and intercede.
应用在我们信仰的生活当中。
How then can we apply this in our spiritual life?
那就是当世界越来越远离神的旨意的时候。
When as the world strays from God's will.
当人类的罪恶越来越大，不断的挑战真理的时候。
When the evil of man becomes bigger and challenges truth more and more.
我们需要站在破口之处，为整个人类的悖逆向神认罪。
So we need to stand in the gap and repent for the whole of humanity.
也要为教会祷告。
And to pray for the church.
尤其为教会的圣洁和有见证力、影响力来祷告。
Especially for the holiness, testimony, and influence of the church.
当约书亚求问神的时候，神就向他指教他当行的路。
So when Joshua came to seek the Lord, God pointed out the right path to him.
我们来看第三点，处理罪恶。
So in the third point, which is the handling of this sin.
约书亚记七章十至十一节。
So in Joshua chapter 7 verses 10 to 11, the Lord said to Joshua, "Stand up. What are you doing down on your face? Israel had sinned. They have violated my covenant, which I commanded them to keep. They have taken some of the devoted things. They have stolen. They have lied. They have put them with their own possessions."
神对约书亚的回答十分直率，你起来，为什么这样匍匐在地上？
And so God's response to Joshua was very straightforward. Stand up, what are you doing down on your face?
他告诉约书亚，这次战败的原因在于以色列人，而不在于神，是以色列人犯罪了。
And he told Joshua, the cause of this defeat lies with the Israelites, not with God. And it was the Israelites who had sinned.
他指责的时候使用了一连串的动词，从概括到具体。
And so when God was reprimanding them, in his anger, he used a series of verbs, and he spoke from being general to being very specific.
指责以色列人犯罪，取了当灭的物，偷窃撒谎，并将偷窃的物件藏起来。
And he pointed out what they had done, which was to take the devoted items they stole, they lied, and then hide these things.
他们必须将这些罪完全的弃绝，并为此赎罪。
And so they have to repent and make atonement for this sin.
否则的话，神不会把一个犯神。神就会把一个犯罪视为全族的犯罪。
Otherwise, God will see this individual sin as one committed by the whole tribe.
最终，亚干为自己的罪付上了惨痛的代价。
And so, lastly, Achan paid terribly for his sin.
以色列人用石头打死亚干和他的儿女，然后用火烧尽了他们的尸体和一切的物品。
And so, the Israelites stoned him and his children, and then burned their bodies and possessions.
亚干不光害死了自己，也牵连了自己的子孙后代。
So not only did Achan brought harm to himself, but also implicated his future generations.
这件事达到了警告以色列人的目的。
And so this incident achieved its main purpose of warning the Israelites.
以色列民应该抵挡罪恶，不可违背神的明确的旨意。
Which was that they should resist sin and not disobey God's clear will.
不遵守神话语的人，最终一定有审判。
For those who do not obey his word, they cannot escape his punishment.
我们需要有一个很清楚的认识。
We need to know clearly.
那就是在这个世界上有两个国度并存。
That there are two kingdoms in this world.
一个是属神的，一个是属恶者的。
One is of God, and the other is of the evil one.
并且这两个系统在这个时空当中同时运行。
And these two systems are concurrently active on earth.
主耶稣在稗子的比喻当中，把世界比作一亩田地。
And in his parable of weeds in Matthew chapter 13, Jesus compares the world to a field.
人子把好的种子撒在田里。
And the Son of Man sowed seeds into the ground.
教会和我们就是好的种子。
And the church and us are these good seeds.
而魔鬼偷偷的把稗子撒在田间。
But the devil secretly sowed weeds into the field.
当仆人问主人，我你要我们去拔出那些稗子吗？
When the servant asked the owner, "Do you want us to pull up the weeds?"
主人回答说不用。
The owner said no.
因为拔稗子的时候，恐怕也把麦子连根拔起来，收割之前让他们一同生长。
Because while you are pulling the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. So let both grow together until the harvest.
等到收割的时候，神要差派他的使者，把一切使人犯罪的事和不法之事从他的国中拔掉， 丢进火炉。
So when the harvest comes, God will send his ambassadors to remove those who sin and throw them into the fire.
但义人在他们父的国中要像太阳一样的照耀。
But the righteous will remain in his kingdom and they will shine brightly like the sun.
世界只会越来越堕落，不会越来越好。
So the world will only become more fallen and will not become better.
不法不义的事只会与日俱增，不会减少。
Unlawful and unrighteous things will continue to happen and not become less.
人们的道德底线、普世价值观和伦理会不断的拉低。
So morals will become even lower and universal values will become more undermined and debates will become even more baseless.
伦理底线也会越来越没有底线。
Sorry, and the debates will become even more baseless.
这些事件的发生是神所允许的。
And so these things that happen because God allowed them.
神允许稗子在田里生长，但这不是永无止境的。
Just like how he allowed the weeds to grow in his field, but this is not forever.
在末后大收割的日子，稗子会被拔出来。
So in the end days, when the day of harvest arrives, the weeds will be pulled out.
那是神的工作。
And this is God's work.
也只有神能够做到。
And only he can accomplish this.
在这末后的日子。
So in this end time,
我们作为基督徒。
As Christians, all we can do,
我们所做的就是敬虔生活。
Is to live out godly life.
常常为世界代祷。
And to always intercede for the world.
忠心侍奉。
And to faithfully serve the Lord.
直到主再来的日子。
Until he comes again.
坚信或善或恶, 神都会有公义的审判。
So whether you are faithful, good or evil, he will judge fairly.
还有就是我们要知道, 每一个人, 每一个基督徒都有影响力。
We should also be aware of our influence.
我们需要谨慎自己的言行。
And be aware of our own actions and words.
从亚干的事件中可以看到, 个人对集体会产生很大的影响力。
From Akan's incident, we can see that the individual has a lot of influence on the rest of the collective.
这种影响力它可能是正面的。
And this can be positive.
也可能是具有破坏力的。
Or it can be very destructive.
但是, 我们求主保守我们的心，正如箴言四章二十三节说：“你要谨守你的心，胜过谨守一切，因为生命的泉源由此而出。”
Just like in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it.
我们一起来看一个短片，作为最后的勉励。
Let us watch this short clip as a form of encouragement.
们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，这个世界到了末后的时期。
Lord, the world is in end times now.
罪恶在我们周围蔓延。
And that sin is becoming ever more present in our lives.
但是求主保守我们。
I pray that you protect us.
敬虔度日。
And that we can be alert in these days.
忠心侍奉。
And to really faithfully serve you.
直到你再来的日子。
Until you come again.
感谢赞美奉耶稣基督得胜的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.